The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is done watching from the sidelines as Skagway struggles with how to go about cleaning up legacy contamination in the ore basin. The lead contamination poses risks to the environment and human health, but cleanup plans are stalled because of a complicated web of landowners, users, and responsibilities. Let's all sit down together and work this out. That's the strategy DEC's Contaminated Sites program is taking with what Kara Couchet says is admittedly one of its most complex projects.
On the realm of complicated, it's definitely towards the top.
One thing that makes it complicated is all of the different parties involved. The municipality of Skagway owns the ore terminal land. The private company White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad leases it. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority owns the ore terminal facility, but another company, Mineral Services, operates it with business from the Yukon's Capstone Mining. On Monday, representatives from all of those parties met with DEC's Couchet and her colleague John Halverson. When was the last time a meeting like this between all of the stakeholders took place?
Oh, good question. Not since I've been around.
That's Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer. He and five other municipal representatives took part in the three-hour discussion. Before this, DEC had been fairly hands-off. That's because the municipality was working out a lease extension with White Pass that would allow for the Gateway Project. The Gateway Project would give White Pass more years on its lease, and in exchange, the municipality would get access to make major renovations to the port. At the top of the list was cleaning up the contamination.
You know, the Gateway Project in the past was moving forward as part of that project. One of the components of it was the sediment cleanup. So it sort of appeared that those pieces and plans were coming together.
Then it fell apart. The lease extension went to a public vote and was overwhelmingly rejected. It left the municipality with lots of plans, but no clear way to execute them. For the past 9 months or so, progress has stalled. Couchet says that's why DEC decided to step in now.
You know, in our mind, we kind of viewed it as a kickoff meeting, and to open up the lines of communication amongst everybody. So I think those goals were definitely achieved.
Couchet and Halverson say people had different understandings of the situation at the ore terminal. For example, Halverson said some assumed that the area was slowly being capped with sedimentation over the years.
But some of the studies done a couple of years ago indicated there's actually some more erosional forces and dispersion of contaminants from that harbor area out into the deeper water. So, we don't want continued spread of contamination, and it's an issue that does need to be cleaned up.
Halverson says one of the next steps is to distribute the most up-to-date studies and information about the site to the different representatives. Another thing that makes the cleanup complicated is the question of who is responsible. By the state's definition, it's not just whoever is guilty of contaminating the area in the first place. Halverson says all of the parties involved in the meeting could be held liable for the cleanup. He says that's one reason why DEC is trying to encourage a collaborative approach. Mayor Schaefer says it seems like the meeting was productive in getting everyone on the same page.
Oh, I am very helpful. I'm certain something's going to happen.
The department has the power to order the ore terminal stakeholders clean up the property by a certain date.
We did discuss the option of, if things don't work, we have enforcement authorities and we're willing to go down that path.
But Halverson says DEC would prefer to move the cleanup forward in a cooperative way. DEC plans to hold meetings on a regular basis now with the municipality, ADA, White Pass, Mineral Services, and Capstone. The next meeting is scheduled for September. The ultimate goal is to end the stalemate and for the parties to submit a plan for cleanup to DEC as soon as possible. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.